Charlotte, even in our last walk to Dr. Grease's office, you sniffed constantly, filling your senses with the full world, like a big text that you were always eager to read. You loved Purdy's chocolate, had a discriminating taste, ignored the Zeller's chocolate 1-pound Allen's Easter Bunny, ferreted out the Purdy's, well hidden in closets and cupboards. Aaron says you could levitate, the only explanation for how you ate the tops of flowers arranged in crystal vases on high shelves, leaving intact the stalks. Each day you invited us out of the house to join you on a walk along a trail that never ceased to astonish, always the sense of wonder for the unfamiliar. I wish I had scratched your belly more, perhaps even let you kiss me with your dog's breath, born out of places your nose enticed you. When you ran fast, your ears waved like a heron's wings, and we thought you would defy gravity like a jumbo jet, always overweight with a belly that brushed the earth. Thank you for the lessons. Smell everything. Run fast enough so your ears stick out straight. Always hunger. Forget you're a dog among other dogs. Always expect others to carry treats in their pockets. Love children. Take long naps. Expect adoration. Poop plenty. Eat grass. Bark, bay, howl with a heart's loud echo of each day's bounty.